You haven't heard it? You mean to tell me that you haven't heard it?
No, I haven't heard it. It's really terrific when you hear it.
It's Atlanta Eats Radio with Mara Davis. If it's edible, she's talking about it.
I think there's a hummus revolution coming.
The biggest stars in the culinary world.
Ina Garten, the Barefoot Contessa, Bobby Dean, Alton Brown.
And the stars you love.
Chuck Lavelle did Atlanta Eats Show Prep. Lucky Yates is here. Sugarland's Christian Bush.
This is Atlanta Eats Radio with Mara Davis. Let's do this.
Oh my gosh, we're here. Big Saturday. Atlanta Eats. I'm Mara Davis. Oh my gosh, we have a live studio audience. Crank it up, studio audience. Yay! I mean, so much happening with Atlanta Eats this weekend. I mean, I'm going to break it down for you. I'm going to dissect it. We're going to get into it. This is some serious, serious stuff. First, let me say hello to our cast here today. We have Kyle, my executive producer. He's young. He's hot. He's prematurely gray.
James Bond as well.
He investigates and gets to the down and dirty of Atlanta restaurants.
That's right. That's right.
Welcome in, Kyle.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Then we have in the control room, that is keeping it rural, Mr. Alfred Romeo. We like to call him Alfie, y'all.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on, Alfie?
Go Junior. We're going to be in Kansas City this Sunday, Mayor. It's going to be exciting. The chase for the race is gone, man. We're down to 12 drivers. We just eliminated four over there, and it's going to be amazing. Go Junior.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you for that race information.
That
I'm feeling
great.
So good about that. Okay, so here's what we've got going on today. First off, I want to say a giant mazel, huge mazel to Oz Steak Shapiro Food Truck Face-Off, which debuted on Thursday night. Let me tell you, steak was wearing so many bright colors. It was like a rainbow of wardrobe.
You better have been wearing sunglasses for that.
Seriously.
Yeah, that was a lot.
He doesn't dress like that in
real life. Teal, pink.
So we're very proud to have our host and founder of Atlanta Eats, who is on a Food Network show, Food Truck Face-Off, every Thursday night. And Alpina, his co-host,
she's bringing it.
Handling it.
Yep.
Handling it.
That's right.
She runs it. She runs the show. I never thought a woman could upstage Steak Shapiro.
Uh-huh.
And I believe it's happening. Sorry, Steak. She's fabulous. Okay. We just aired our Buford Highway episode. Audience, can you believe this? Kyle, Steak, and I together. I mean, I was saying as I watched it, I'm like, we're like the Kathy Lee and Hoda of food.
That's right. Minus the wine, you guys have great chemistry on camera.
I think so. I think it really gave the show a soul and a personality, and I really hope that maybe they'll put us together again.
Maybe you guys can get more GoPro moments in the car.
I don't know that, you know, now that Steak's a big Food Network star, I'm going to have to go through like three different people.
Talk to Alpina, I think.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Seriously. Okay. So also, I have to introduce Kyle, your entire family.
Brought
is here.
A couple people today.
So the entire family, but we are going to focus on your mother, Beth, who listens every week online. Beth, good to see you.
Good to see you in person.
You've had a tremendous food weekend already.
Yes, we have, and we're going to continue all weekend long.
Amazing. You went to
Antico.
Antico last night.
This whole family. How many of you?
Well, there's eight of us, seven here. There was 12 last night.
Fantastic. And what was, Beth, your review of the pizza? Let's hear it.
The pizza's phenomenal. Absolutely deserved winning Atlanta Eats, Elite Eats competition.
She saw the board up there.
Oh, that's very good.
The champions.
Yes.
Your mom is so supportive of you.
That's right. She's great.
So adorable. Do you have brothers or sisters?
Just one right here.
One sister. Oh, okay. That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good.
That I know of. I don't know, Mom.
Yes. Thank Kyle. It is a family of four.
Okay, so here's what we have coming up on the show this week. There's so much to address. First, Jen Heidinger is coming in, part of the Staple House and the Giving Kitchen. Actually, she's downstairs, so we're going to have to go get her in a second. I just got a text from her. So we've got Jen Heidinger coming in, part of the Giving Kitchen. Here's my card. Put Amelia to work.
She's going.
Okay, very good. And then, so we've got that. We've got Preachy coming in.
Yep, Chef Piero.
Chef Piero is coming in.
We had that menu. How good was
that? So Kyle and I, Beth, we had sort of like a romantic evening, the two of us, trying the Northern Italian menu. I mean, it's like going out with me, like going out with some like crazy cougar.
I'd ask the same thing.
So, yes, we went and had the menu appreciate. It was a lot of fun. We're also going to talk to Emily. She is a blogger who blogs all about Bruford Highway. So I'm excited to talk to
You're
her.
You're going
to
teach her some things, I think, right?
You know, I don't know. I mean, Bruford Highway is one of those things where I don't think anybody can be a full expert on it because it's constantly evolving mm-hmm. and constantly changing. And obviously on the show, we covered so many great places for Atlanta Eats. I mean, from Goose Bistro to Sweet Hut to Crawfish Shack. I mean, you know, so if you look at that show that aired on Peachtree TV today, this is Atlanta Eats Radio, I'm Mira Davis. This is only a thumbnail.
Right.
Of what's happening there.
We probably went to 9 places, right? And there's hundreds?
Hundreds. And do you know that I didn't eat for like 3 days after that?
After or before?
After. Okay. Well, before and after. Because I know looking at it, I'm like, oh my gosh, I seem like the biggest hoss ever.
I'll have that dumpling.
Okay. Also coming in, Chef Hector Santiago. He's going to come in to talk about Cuban sandwiches and the DVD release of Chef the Movie. Mm. Have you guys seen that movie?
I have not.
Oh, got to get you a copy of that. It's fabulous. Have you seen it?
No, still no.
What?
Yeah, I know.
What?
I hope he's bringing me a DVD today. Right?
I'm hopeful. Also, we are going to talk to Yacht Rock Schooner.
Woo!
That's very exciting. Are you guys ready for Atlanta Eats Live?
I am ready. Ready.
So Atlanta Eats Live is happening tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Kyle, you have been organizing this huge
That's
festival.
Right.
Can you tell me what to expect tomorrow?
I can tell you can expect great weather, great food, great music, and a great time. All the restaurants talked to every single, all 40 of them yesterday. They're all bringing awesome dishes, tons of food. Yacht Rock's going to be playing. You guys are going to be up on stage keeping it live and fun. It's going to be an awesome evening.
I am looking forward to it. Do I get to share the stage with Steak Shapiro? I mean,
well, that's TBD. I don't know. We'll
see what happens?
To be determined.
I'm just the help.
Yes.
But I will be there, and I'm looking forward to it. I think it's a great list. And Yacht Rock, they are just so much fun. It's Yacht Rock Schooner. I know there's a couple different bands in that wheelhouse. So
I got to say, Oz was talking about the Pina Colada song, by the way, up in the People's Poll. That might be one of the songs they feature today. We'll find out.
So that was the People's Poll today, and we're going to talk to Bruce later on in the show because he is at synagogue today. I hope everybody is having an easy fast. If you are fasting, good luck with that today. But yes, that was the poll that I came up with what is the best 70s food-related song, and of course, the Pina Colada song. I mean,
right.
Alfie, I'm going to need you to get on that, okay? It's like he's like, I'm already on it, man.
Right, he's ahead of it.
Remember, like, how pina coladas were like the thing of the 70s. Like, that was the thing. That and like French dressing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wasn't born, but I'll take your word for it.
Right,
yeah,
Beth?
They absolutely were. They absolutely were.
Gosh, Kyle, you're so young. Oh.
That's why I have her here.
Oh. Okay, so some of the restaurants we tried this week. I want to give a mention to Shake Shack. Mm-hmm. I went to the opening. I saw Kyle there. It was a little crazy.
That's an understatement.
I will say the party itself was very crowded and very Buckhead.
Okay, tell me about that burger, though.
The burger itself was absolutely excellent. It was the bun was very, very fresh and buttery. The burger had just enough salt. I had a burger with pimentos and cheese and bacon and some kind of hot sauce that was a real explosion of flavor in my mouth.
And
what about the shakes?
The shake was amazing. That was towards the end, but the shake was a great shake. But I really love that frozen custard. That was something else.
Okay, I got to go back for that then.
You do. All right. Meanwhile, this is the Mina song because they're like cheating on each other through want ads. Like, there's nothing sweet about this song at all. It's horrible. But yet I love it. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get more into the poll. We'll give away some dinners. We'll talk to Kyle's family. This is going to be a big show. I'm glad you're with us. See, there... He's planning on cheating on her. That's what this song is. It's in the personal columns. Listen closely.
If you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain.
This is so 70s.
If you're not into yoga.
Here we go. If you have half a brain. I like it.
This show has been refrigerated to prevent staleness. Stay tuned for more of Atlanta Eats with Mara Davis. Welcome back to Atlanta Eats with Mara Davis.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back to Atlanta Eats Radio. Hi, I'm Mara Davis, and that's the song.
I got it.
Give it away. Give it away.
I got
now.
It.
Did you like that?
I finally got it.
It took you a minute.
It took me a minute.
Well, I put that on because Jen Heidinger is here from the Giving Kitchen.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
See, there it is. Crank it up, Alfie. Okay, very good. Sorry. Okay. Atlanta Eats, we're here every Saturday talking about food, lifestyles, trends, what's happening in the dining community. And I'm really excited about our next guest, Jen Heidinger, because I think this is part of a nationwide movement that is starting here in Atlanta, and it was started by you and your late husband.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the Giving Kitchen and how that all got started. Good to see you, Jen.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm excited to be here. I appreciate it. The Giving Kitchen is a new organization. We formed early 2013, Giving Kitchen Initiative, and it was originally started by kind of the need that was seen when my late husband was diagnosed with a late stage cancer in December of 2012. Unfortunately, he lost his battle earlier this year, but what really happened was just some major support and a big rallying effort around Ryan and I early last year. And it revealed a need that the Atlanta restaurant community really needed to help their own. So the formation of the Giving Kitchen Initiative happened early last year, and we are an organization that provides emergency grant assistance for members of the Atlanta restaurant community who are affected by any sort of crisis or hardship.
Meanwhile, Jen, you have been through so much over the past couple of years. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
Okay.
I'm good. I'm learning what it means to be a widow. You know, it's a really proud title I get to carry with me. It's a hard one and a very emotional one, but it's I take it as a very proud title to hold.
Because when you think about not only what you went through when Ryan was sick and it was so public, mm-hmm. but the fact that you two together and you're carrying on his spirit were working on this when he was dealing with so much hardship. Did you ever think like, oh, God, I just want to focus on this one thing? And here you were giving back to so many other people.
That's a great question. We really were inspired and motivated every single day by the city rallying around us. There was not really one second where we didn't think of just ourselves. I think that speaks a lot to the character that my husband was and what we did together, you know, to build something really unique in the city. But the number one reason why we wanted to pursue our dream restaurant, Staple House, and start the Giving Kitchen was because of the city supporting us.
So this is how the Giving Kitchen touches so many people. Now, the fact that you guys got this together, I mean, it was such a grassroots organization. And actually, I met somebody very recently who benefited from this.
Awesome.
I was at Augustine's, mm-hmm. and there's a bartender server there who got in a car accident
mm-hmm.
and needed help, and you guys came through. So that is the kind of thing that you're doing. So for people in the industry who may need money to pay their rents or mm-hmm. childcare, those are the kind of things you guys do.
Absolutely. We pay for living expenses. It is all too often that our service industry lives paycheck to paycheck. It's extremely difficult when they're out of work for anywhere from a few days to potentially months. I mean, even like my husband. And it is. We're able to pay for living expenses, childcare, transportation reimbursement, funeral expenses if we need to. And it is. We've heard countless stories. We've been able to help dozens of service industry members here in our city. And it's quite literally life-changing for them. It allows them to pay their car bill and to pay their rent to stay in their apartments or homes. So it's a pretty powerful thing that we're seeing every single day.
Jen Heidinger is here from the Giving Kitchen. This is a charity founded by her and her late husband when he was battling cancer. And you're paying this forward in such an unbelievable way. What are some of the big plans, what you have moving forward? The Staple House, you said, is going to open in the spring.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And tell us what else is on deck with you guys.
Well, currently, we actually just launched a huge campaign called Multiply Joy, multiplyjoy.org. It is a month-long, through the month of October, all 31 days, month-long campaign where participating restaurants offer up an additional line at the end of the credit card bill, and you're they're able to offer a donation to directly benefit the Giving Kitchen and our community. So donors, guests, patrons who are dining at these restaurants can offer any sort of donation, large or small, and it's a direct contribution to the our service industry.
There must be so many people, Jen, that see you. And do they look at you and just say, thank you?
That'll make me cry. They do. It's surprising. It's I get recognized every once in a while in restaurants, and I eat out a lot because I want to pay it forward back to the restaurants who supported me. And it's nice. It's I'm a social butterfly, so I love going out and I love eating at these restaurants who supported us. And I do. I get recognized every once in a while, and I'll get strangers coming up to me and patting me on the back or giving me hugs, and I give them right back.
Well, it's one of those. I think your story is so inspiring on so many levels, because one, it's I think it's like, you know, the heartbreak of what you went through and what you're still going through, mm-hmm. and the idea that it's paying it forward to other people, where it's like, you know, you could easily just crawl under a rock and go away for a while, but you have been so public. Is that in a way, is that therapeutic for you?
It really is. I think, you know, really early on, our perspective changed on life. You know, we were a very typical young couple who did not want help until help really just came and smacked us in the face. And I think with that just came a really big perspective change on this is much bigger than just Ryan or just, you know, this one couple. You know, we've always been very giving and very intimate in the way that we approached our relationships. But this was just something that was just so powerfully moving that it's how I continue to choose to live my life is to be outward.
Well, there's the Giving Kitchen, Staple House. We're going to look through. We're going to look ahead to that in the spring. Yep. Multiply joy. Everybody needs to do that, because when you know, you think about that and think of this inspiring story. It's Atlanta Eats Radio. We're on with Jen Heidinger, part of the Giving Kitchen. Jen lost her husband and his battle with cancer, paying it forward by helping people who have go through similar hardship. Mm-hmm. That is just unbelievable. It is. It's hard not to get very emotional about it and be emotional around you, because this restaurant community does pull together.
Absolutely.
And you're the champion of that.
Well, thank you.
And that's a big burden, but you're doing great.
Well, thank you. And we, you know, the whole point of Multiply Joy, I want to make sure I talk on that a little bit, because it is. It's about educating our servers and to make sure that they know that there's assistance out there if they need it. And above and beyond that, it's to champion our industry employees to educate the city and our patrons. I think that's a really big deal. I think, you know, it's not just, even if you don't work within a restaurant here in the city, you're still a patron. You're still dining out. It's a way to serve people who serve. You know, it's all about big heart.
Do you cook?
I do not. I was really lucky, married to a very talented chef husband, and that is something that I still have not picked up.
So, okay. So any interest in doing that?
Absolutely not.
Around, no, really?
Absolutely not. No. I hate cooking. I love eating and drinking, and I love offering hospitality and connection with people, but okay. Do not get me in the kitchen.
Okay, very good. Jen Heidinger, we are so proud. Atlanta Eats is with the part of the proceeds from Atlanta Eats Live. We'll go back to the Giving Kitchen. We couldn't be more thrilled to be involved with you, and it's so great. That piece on the Today Show with my dear friend Erica Hill.
It was incredible. Really proud of that.
That really was
that.
Really, really great. Thank you. So proud of you. Known you for a long time.
Yes, we have.
And Mayor, you have been very strong. You're an inspiration to everybody, Jen.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you so much for being here. It's Atlanta Eats Radio. Stay with us. More to come is Atlanta Eats Radio.
This show is really hip. If by hip you mean stupid. More of Atlanta Eats with Mara Davis coming up.
We're back
with more of Atlanta Eats.
Atlanta Eats with Mara Davis.
And welcome back to Atlanta Eats Radio. Since we're having Chef Piero from Preachy here, I thought I'd get you in the mood. You like that?
You did great.
He's like, I want some rock and roll.
Yeah.
So, Atlanta Eats Radio, we are so excited to be here today. We have so many great guests, and we were talking about this earlier. My producer, Kyle, and I, Kyle brought his entire family to meet his new wife, Mara Davis.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. No, I'm just kidding. I'm happily married. Mm-hmm. Don't worry. But Kyle and I went to a wonderful dinner at Preachy this week.
We missed you, Chef. You weren't there that night.
Yeah, I was out for a birthday, mine.
Oh!
Happy birthday.
Happy belated.
Yeah.
So you are, where are you from in Italy?
Milano.
And how long have you lived in Atlanta?
Atlanta, 15 years.
15 years. You have not lost that accent at all.
No, no. I go back every year, one month, to keep the accent.
Is it kind of a blowout when you go? It's just like, because you, do you get, since you are the executive chef at Preachy, is that part visiting family, part inspiration for the menu?
Absolutely. I can visit not only the family, but also a lot of colleagues. And I did Puglia. And the people from Puglia and the region Puglia came. And one was the guest chef for one of the regional menu, for a monthly regional menu. This guy was from Bari, chef from Bari. And it was in town when I did the menu of Bari in Puglia. And so on and so forth. A lot of visiting chef. I had the chef of Villa d'Este in town, Luciano Parolari. When I did Lombardy, and it's a lot of inspiration, yes.
Inspiration, and then a lot of pressure when you get back. I mean, that's, you know, Preachy has such an iconic name and brand in the Atlanta area. How long have you been? Have you been the chef there that long?
I've been the longest, I think, chefing there. 9 years.
9 years.
Yeah.
So, when we did an Atlanta Eats shoot at Preachy, Justice Scalia was there, Supreme Court Justice. What do you know what he ate that night?
Of course.
What did he eat?
I went to the table. I asked him what he wanted to eat. He wanted to stay light with seafood. And so he had a pasta with seafood and then a branzino prepared a certain way. I don't remember which one. But he wanted his way and then a couple of desserts. It was very pleasant.
Well, I mean, what's he going to do? I mean, you know, you're not going to go down and talk politics with him.
No.
Wouldn't that be amazing, though, if the chef came right. out and be like, you know, your decision on blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Chef Piero is here from Preachy. You have a brand new menu. Tell us about it. In October, you guys are blowing it out. Now, Kyle and I went and experienced it. It was really fantastic. I really enjoyed the octopus. That was really something special.
The octopus carpaccio is one of the four appetizers. So every month I do a different region or a different town or a different city in Italy. And the deal is always the same. We got four appetizers, four entrees, two desserts, and it's $32.
That's great.
It's a great deal. So my idea is to bring in a new customer, people to experience a different region of Italy. And in this one I got... a soup, a salad, the octopus carpaccio. I got a nice little light fried seafood for two. I got a pasta that is filled with confit cod. I got a risotto with langostino. I got a tuna dish and a lamb.
We had the lamb. I really loved the seafood ravioli.
You liked that?
That was very good. Enjoyed that very much.
Ah, yes.
Is that what Justice Scalia had?
No, he had linguine with langostino.
Okay.
Yeah, linguine with langostino.
A lot of famous people have been into Preachy. Was there anybody who's ever come in? Well, let me rephrase this question. Is it more intimidating cooking for someone like famous, like of stage and screen, or another well-acclaimed chef?
Perhaps a chef. But,
yeah.
You know, it's... it's every day. Every day is like you got 300 people coming in there, and it's like you have different challenges.
Right.
The most intimidating of all is Pano.
Pano, the owner of the restaurants.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, that is, that must be
very, very high standard, and somebody that knows his food in and out.
Yes.
For many, many years.
Yes. Preachy, of course, is on Far Road. It's been there for many, many years. It's a solid restaurant. You guys just having fun, turning it out there for the Buckhead Life Group. But now you have this special October menu. How many, so are you one of the only people who's like truly Italian who works there? Or how many like people are from Italy at Preachy?
No, I've got a lot of colleagues that are from Italy. I got Marco that is from Naples, and then you know, a lot of other culinary students that they come in and out of the restaurant.
Okay.
From Italy.
Okay. Are you a big soccer guy? Were you into the World Cup? Was that a big thing?
I could never play soccer.
Okay. Do you watch it though?
I watch it, but I couldn't play it.
You couldn't, but because, I mean, you look good, you look fit, you look like you could be that kind of guy.
But I'm not.
You're not, okay. Okay.
I got two left feet.
Okay.
Like, you know.
Chef Piero's here from Preachy. Preachy's having a special on their October menu, so check it out. It's a pretty great deal. Have you seen, you say you've been the executive chef at Preachy for 9 years. How have you seen the Atlanta dining community change as long as you've been here?
It's becoming more of a great culinary city. The community of chef has always been great. Since I moved here in 2011 permanently, I always find a lot of chefs that are friends of mine, great community, great support. And, you know, it changes like dramatically. It's a lot of new restaurant, a lot of great chefs, and it's becoming more and more of a city like, if you want, New York or, you know, Miami and L.A. is great. I love it.
I think Atlanta is a much better food town than L.A. How about that?
I think the same.
Because,
much better.
Well, for two reasons. Number one, it's L.A., so nobody's really eating. Right? Because everybody's like trying to be in TV and movies. And whenever I see people covering like the LA restaurant scene, I'm like, nobody's eating. I mean, this is real life here. Miami seems to be picking up, like, and especially do you think that the food scene in Miami is picking up because it is so international?
It's always been great. I was there for 7 years when I first moved to the United States. And there was the fusion of Caribbean and Floridian cuisine. And then, you know, like you say, it's in an international city. You have a lot of people from all over the world.
Yes.
Exactly like Atlanta, you know.
Yes.
I live in the tip of Brookhaven, that is at the border with Chamblee. And
yep.
Oh, my God, there is so much ethnic food. It's not even funny.
It's for we had our Buford Highway episode that was just on Atlanta Eats. It was just on today. So I'm going to ask you, Chef. You're the executive chef of Preachy. Obviously, you have a very advanced palate. You're an international superstar.
Yeah.
Where do you eat on Buford Highway?
Buford Highway. In historical Chamblee, now I have a friend that just opened up a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
Southbound.
Oh, it's great. I just went there.
Yeah, I love Dennis. And Buford Highway, all and the above, all the restaurants, really. It's like I found niches all the time.
Mm-hmm.
There is not one in particular. There are a lot of very, very good little restaurants in Buford Highway. And they're all interesting, you know.
Absolutely. And Southbound, I'm glad you mentioned that because that is a very exciting restaurant in the Chamblee area. It's sort of like that area has changed from like an industrial where you test drive a car, that road is,
yeah.
Right? With all the car
you
dealerships.
Right. You bought a couple of cars.
Exactly. I'm like, oh, this is where I've test driven all my Volkswagens.
Yeah.
Yes. So, but anyway, a good call for that and a great call for your menu in October. Congratulations
Thank
on that.
Very much.
Everybody go for $35 for four courses. That
32.
Is 32. Sorry.
32.
Oh, my gosh.
Come
sorry. Sorry. Leave that extra three for your server.
The valet.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Oh, God. Okay. Everybody say hi to Chef Piero.
Hi, guys.
At Preachy, it's been nice getting to know you.
Nice.
I'll see you soon. When we come back, we're going to talk Buford Highway. We're going to break it down from the blogger who's pretty much been to every restaurant. And I'm looking at her. She's pretty thin. So good job with that. It's Atlanta Eats Radio. Stay with us.
good for you.
You'll stay right here. More of Atlanta Eats with Mara Davis coming up. Now back to more of Atlanta Eats with Mara Davis.
And welcome back to Atlanta Eats Radio. And when we say life is a highway, we're talking about Buford Highway today. I mean, that's sort of like the perfect soundtrack to that. I want you to say hi to Emily from Spatial Drift. It is spatialdrift.com.
That's right. Hello.
Let's spell it out here so people can get it.
Do I have to? spatialdrift.com.
Okay. Meanwhile, I'm like, what's your blog? Is it called Spatial Drift? What, Emily, what is that called again? Okay, so Emily is here. Emily has covered Buford Highway in and out, up and down, left and right. We found you because there was a piece on you on Channel 11 about Buford Highway. How did you suddenly get interested in covering Buford Highway for your blog?
Well, I moved from a little bit closer in town in the Piedmont Heights area out to North Druid Hills, which is a lot closer to the southern end. And my friend said, hey, you got to check out this restaurant, great tacos, blah, blah. And you go up there and you're like, wow, there's a lot more than just this taco shop here. But, you know, a lot of the places kind of look a little sketch and, you know, so I figured it needs exploring and who better to do it than me?
So you started going up and down Buford Highway. Mm-hmm. You say some restaurants look a little on the sketchy side, which is, I mean, listen, we're not revealing anything that you can't see yourself. Obviously, you cover all the great places on your blog, but let's talk about some of the sketchier ones.
Well, yeah.
Can you tell us an experience of maybe you went into one and you felt a little nervous?
Sure, I'm not supposed
to be here.
Sure. I mean, there are definitely some experiences like that. There was one place in particular that I thought was pretty sketchy. The food sits out on the table, just like a regular table, and it's just kind of sitting there, and you're not sure how long it's been there or what's going on. And there was a hot bar, and I said, oh, that's good. I'll get food from the hot bar because, you know, it's hot. And I rested my hand on it, and it wasn't hot. And the heat lamps were actually just regular light bulbs.
Oh, no.
And so I said, oh, my, well, there's nothing safe here, but I guess I'll just take my chances and some extra Tums.
So it was tough. It was a tough night for you.
Yeah, that was a little tough. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I haven't come through without some battle scars.
I can only imagine. Seriously. Emily's here from Spatial Drift. Crafting an experience-based life. So you've got a blog, which isn't all about Buford Highway, but you do a lot about that.
It's kind of been gravitating more and more towards that just because I've been enjoying it so much and I've gotten a lot of response from people who read.
What are some of the, you know, if you're going to say to somebody, so if you saw the Buford Highway episode we had with Steak and I today, we went to Crawfish Shack, Sweet Hut, Taco Volo's, Goose Bistro. So those were some of our top spots that we went to. What would be your top five off the top of your head?
Oh, off the top of my head. So my best of list was 22. So that should tell you how good I am at making decisions. but some of the ones we go to a lot are Chef Lu, Northern China. I'm big into the Chinese food. My husband is big into Mexican food. We like La Pastorcita and La Rumba. La Rumba is a lot of fun because it's a nightclub. But then they also serve great food during the day on the dance floor.
I love that.
It's a lot of
fun. I'm writing that down. La Rumba.
La Rumba.
La Rumba. Let me ask you about Chef Lou's for a second.
Because, you know,
let me ask you about that.
Yes.
Because I went there one time. And I did not have a very warm, fuzzy experience there.
That is true. That comes up a lot on the blog. There are some cultural differences in different parts of the world with how the service industry works. In a lot of places, people aren't expected to really kind of exude this bubbly happiness that we do in the States, which is like, hi, I'm so happy to be here and I want to wait on you hand and foot. And yeah, woo. In a lot of other countries, it's a lot more like, this is my job. I'm not going to be rude to you, but I don't have to pretend to be thrilled. So there's that. But then, yes, there's also a special kind of frostiness that you get sometimes at
Chef
Lou.
Thank you for saying that.
I will admit that.
Emily's here from Spatial Drift. The website is spatialdrift.com. I have to tell you, and as we're talking about Buford Highway and Atlanta Eats Radio here, I went there one night and we were the only non-Asians there. Mm-hmm. And I felt that they didn't want us there. Like, it was, like, weird. It was like, what are you guys doing here? Like, are they into the fact that people are coming from all over the city that where it's like, because I felt like it was so, like, native, right?
With, you know, but I don't think that's unfair at all. I think you have to kind of be prepared to just soldier through for the sake of your experience to get that authentic food. And I think a lot of it has to do with the people who've come before you. A lot of times I'll try to order something and a server will be like, oh, I don't know. Are you sure? And I'm like, look, you know, maybe it's spicy, maybe it's fishy. But if I don't like it, that's on me. And I don't think that everyone who's visited these places before me has been like that.
Okay.
So I think they get a little gun shy about people coming in and maybe not getting the cuisine.
Okay, fair enough. Emily is here from spatialdrift.com. You cover Buford Highway and so many great culinary destinations all around the city. What is the most unusual thing you've eaten on Buford Highway? I say this because I remember the great John Kessler from the AJC, I think one of the best food writers in the country and a hilarious guy. Remember, he wrote a story about a Peruvian restaurant where they serve guinea pig.
Really?
And
I need to get on that.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people were sort of horrified by this, but I was like, you know what?
I would eat that.
I'd go there.
Yeah, I have no problems
with
that.
What has been, like, the most unusual thing you've tried?
I think the most unusual things, at least for me, coming from the Native Atlantan cuisine kind of thing, are the offal meats, right? The organ meats. So I've had heart, I've had tripe, I've had ears and feet and various parts that you just don't see, you know, in the Publix. So I'd say that's about as far as I've gone. I've been keeping an eye out for insects. If anybody knows, contact me.
You know what? Let's put the word out. If you know where to get insects, that is a delicacy.
In a lot of places.
But if you think about it, now think about this. If it's seasoned well and it's crunchy and salty.
They put crickets in chocolate bars. I mean, I feel like the day is coming. It's a cheap, you know, easy to grow protein. Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to put that on Twitter. Where would you get insects? Because I know there's got to be someplace on Buford Highway
there's
that
got
does
to
that.
Be.
But is that more of a, I don't know that that's an Asian delicacy. I think, where do they do that the most?
I don't know.
South America?
I don't know.
All right, let's call
probably
John.
Probably lots of places. There are a lot of insects.
Meanwhile, look at Alfie. He's like, y'all are talking about eating bugs.
I'm not eating no bugs, all right? I used to eat flies when I was 3, but that I gave that up when I was 5. So, you know, I moved on to steaks.
You're a grown man now.
Then I got over the taste of flies.
The look on your face is so priceless.
I mean, who would want to eat bugs? That doesn't make any sense.
It's science.
It's science.
Oh my gosh, I'd totally eat that. Like, I would try it once because, especially if it were deep fried and salty enough.
Everything's wonderful when it's deep fried.
Yeah, maybe if it's deep fried, I'll eat it.
All right.
At the fair or something.
Okay, well, that is, Emily, we're going to keep on it. I'm going to find you some bugs
Thank
in Atlanta.
You,
okay.
I think.
Okay.
Now she's not even sure anymore.
We are going to stay on top of that. Everybody should check out spatialdrift.com, crafting an experience-based life. Anything, any highlights coming up that you want to let us know about?
We're reaching the end of Buford Highway, honestly. We're going to go all the way out to Buford. But we're going to be looking for a new neighborhood. So if you have any opinions about cuisines or neighborhoods we should pursue next, let us know.
Just come down to the south side. We got some good streets and good restaurants all along these streets.
Just
Sounds
bugs.
Good.
Yeah. Emily, don't you want to go to Cheddar's?
Hey, come on now. Cheddar's is really good.
All right. When we come back, Hector Santiago's here. Also, we're going to talk to Yacht Rock Schooner and Kyle's family. Why would you listen to anything else? It's Atlanta Eats Radio. Thank you, Emily.
Thank you.
You haven't heard it? You mean to tell me that you haven't heard it?
No, I haven't heard it. It's really terrific when you hear it.
It's Atlanta Eats Radio with Mara Davis. If it's edible, she's talking about it.
I think there's a hummus revolution coming.
The biggest stars in the culinary world.
Ina Garten, the Barefoot Contessa, Bobby Dean, Alton Brown.
And the stars you love.
Chuck Lavelle did Atlanta Eats show prep. Lucky Yates is here. Sugarland's Christian Bush.
This is Atlanta Eats Radio with Mara Davis. Let's do this.
And welcome back to the show. I'm here with Kyle. Kyle, my producer, and his family. His entire family is here.
Thanks so much for having us.
Mom and Dad are here. Alfie's here. I mean, this is a big thing. So we are talking food, lifestyles. We do this every Saturday here on 640 WGST. Just want to remind you that Atlanta Eats Live is happening tomorrow. Tickets available at AtlantaEatsLive.com. You can get your tickets, and we will see you there tomorrow for sure. Very excited about that. That's going to be great. Also, if you missed the Buford Highway episode today, it will re-air next Sunday, so you can catch that. And I'm sure we'll have some of those segments online, Kyle.
Yeah, they should be posted online. And by the way, Bartico next Saturday.
Yes, Bartico, Bar Taco. I called it Bartico because it looked... Yeah, that's right. I know. Hector's laughing. Hector Santiago is here, one of Atlanta's best chefs, with the best accent, too.
Thank you.
From Big Sky and Buckhead. But, yeah. But
I brought my translator also.
Oh, yeah. So, now I know you. You have been in Atlanta for so long.
Yeah, like 20 years or so.
So, and you started off in Roswell?
Yeah, that's right. That's where I met you. In Public House.
At the Public House, that's
yeah,
right.
That was 1995.
Crazy. Meanwhile, I am still, I know. So I really got to know you at Pura Vida, which
yeah.
I still miss it, by the way.
Thank you much.
I'm still a little bitter about it.
We'll come back one day.
Okay.
In a different form.
Am I bringing back, is that like kind of a tough subject for you? Because that.
No,
that...
no, really. I mean, it was a great 12-year run, you know, I had a lot of great customers, a lot of people that still follow the place, the restaurant, a lot of great employees that work for me that have become, you know, my chefs now. And we're trying to, like, disperse our Latino cuisine gospel sort of thing. And, you know, we're doing it now at Big Sky.
Right. Big Sky and Buckhead, which is great.
Yeah.
So, and which is, when I read that you, first of all, when Pura Vida closed, that was some place that I went all the time, and I love that restaurant. I loved you there. It was such a great thing for the neighborhood. I'm going to cry. It's still very emotional for me. But so you moved on. And then, so that restaurant was going on. Let's not leave out that you were on Top Chef.
Just for a little bit, a little stint in there.
Okay. You know, you were on Top Chef. How was that for your career in general? Like, what did that do for you? Did that change things for you?
I wouldn't say it changed it, you know. It just saw something I wanted to see. It was a great opportunity at the time. I promoted the restaurant a lot. It promoted me. It also got me sort of, you know, like a recognition in Atlanta area especially and even across the country. So we do a lot of things outside of the state, go back to Puerto Rico and do events over there. And, you know, it opened a lot of doors.
So now I'm sure someone we all know and love, Chef Ron Eister, is going to be on Top Chef.
Oh, really? Awesome.
You didn't know that?
I did. I think I heard the other day, but I wasn't in it. I was kind of out of it. So.
Okay. Did you choose to not pay attention?
Yeah, I guess. Truth be told.
Okay, fair enough.
I wish him the best.
Okay, all right.
And forget about the camera.
Okay, so let's see. So Big Sky Buckhead is now open. You are the executive chef still at Abattoir for how long?
Right. Well, I'm leaving Abattoir in about 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
So
okay, but
I've been there for a year and a couple of months, you know.
You and I were on a television episode
right,
together.
Over there.
Did you finally see it?
Yeah, I saw it. We did the eye. And actually, I already saw it the other day, just in case you asked me.
I ran into Hector somewhere. And I was like, oh my gosh, did you see our episode? He was like, no, I haven't seen it. I'm like, what?
But yeah, we did the hamachi, I remember.
Yes.
And the eye of rib. We still do those items. Not the hamachi, though.
Okay. All right. So now you are you are here because Chef the Movie is now out on DVD. What did you think of this movie? You saw the movie, right?
Well, I saw the movie the other day.
Yeah. Okay, good.
So I haven't seen it. A friend actually saw it in New York, and she called me and said, you got to see this movie. And then I just haven't had a chance. And when I saw it the other day, I'm like, well, we do happen to go through those kind of episodes every now and then. So I almost think like Big Sky is almost our truck in there. You know, a small kitchen, we're producing, and, you know, we're keeping it nice and simple, amazing food.
Do you feel that Jon Favreau was authentic as a chef? Do you feel like he pulled it off, like you could cook with him, like he had skills?
I think so. It was good, you know. I think that, you know, the tattoos, it seemed like overdone to me, you know.
I love that.
I got no
that.
Tattoos on me. These are my tattoos, you know.
I love
all
it.
My burns and cuts.
Yeah, what is it? What
just
is
like
it?
Pedro.
Yeah. What is it with chefs and tattoos? Like, they're so, that's like a thing.
No,
you're
the tattoos
so...
don't cook, you know.
Snap.
Well, let's not forget that Chef the Movie is out on DVD. You brought Cuban sandwiches, and that
right.
is, so were you excited? I mean, Big Sky and Buckhead, which is kind of funny because the food is so outstanding, but this is like a ooh, ooh kind of bar.
I know it is.
Right?
Pedro leaves it every day in there. You know, two of the owners, I know for a long time. One of them, Adam, his mother and him used to come a lot to Pura Vida. And then Juan, his father sells Latin American products that we used to buy from them for... years, 8-10 years. So Juan was doing deliveries in my restaurant years ago, I remember. And through things, we met. They called me. They knew I wasn't at Pura Vida anymore. And we did a bar menu for them, very super pan-like. And then we also just recently added a lot of more comfortable food, like in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You got to give people what they want.
Well, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. But don't you think that, I mean, that was illustrated in the movie so much where it's like there's the difference between what the chef wants to do and what's going to sell well. So that's something
right.
you probably have to battle with on a regular basis.
Even at Pura Vida, you know, if I was let loose at Pura Vida, it would have been a different menu.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, you have a customer that got to sit on the chair and hopefully a couple of times a month. And
like me, like me, where's that media noche? Like, seriously,
this is a version of it, kind of, you know. It has similar flavor because the bread in here is slightly sweet, it's a coconut flavor,
mm-hmm.
and then the inside is basically just like a medianoche.
Nobody makes a Cuban sandwich better than Hector Santiago.
And Pedro is actually the one that makes them.
Okay. Okay, well, Pedro's here. And, yeah, congratulations, woo! Pedro.
Thank you.
So you are also – this is sort of inspired by Chef the Movie, which is out on DVD. And I think anybody who is into cooking, loves food, and it's just a great story. I saw this movie in the theater, and I just thought – I was very inspired by it. I thought it was a sweet story between a father and son. I think it was really, really great.
Yeah. And Sofia Vergara is there, so you cannot go wrong.
She's hot, right? Yeah. She's so hot. Yeah. I mean, she really is. I mean, she's super hot. Yeah. I mean, really.
She does talk like the nanny.
Okay, Hector Santiago, thank you for coming here. The Great Sandwiches. What's your new restaurant that's opening?
Hopefully, Superpan will be back soon.
Okay. So, well,
we're looking at that.
I'm waiting for
Superpan
that.
Superpan Burro Pollo.
I love that Superpan. I was there many times. Okay, Hector Santiago, we love you, man.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
See you
everybody,
thank
go see Chef. It's Atlanta Eats Radio. Yacht Rock Schooner coming up. Hang with us. There's more food to dig into.
Culinary radio in the form of a button. Push it. Stay tuned for more of Atlanta Eats with Mara Davis. Welcome back to Atlanta Eats with Mara Davis.
iHeartRadio Music You Should Know featuring Jack White, Lazaretto.
I like that outfit. And welcome back to Atlanta Eats Radio. I love the intro for Jack White. That was great. Alfie, you're the best, man. Thanks so much for being here, Atlanta Eats Radio. Kyle is here. Kyle's our executive producer. His mom, Beth, is here. Albert, his dad, is here. The whole family was here. There were like 18 people from the Coalition family.
They kept multiplying. Now they're gone.
I mean, seriously. Okay, so now I am officially like the worst Jew ever. So not only am I eating on Yom Kippur, I just ate the biggest pork sandwich.
Oh, boy.
Caught.
Okay.
Does that mean you're kicked out?
I hope not.
You ain't kosher.
And by the way, you can see my Yom Kippur dinner last night at the Fishman's on Taste Made. If you follow me at Taste Made.
Watched it. Awesome.
That's right.
Watched it. Great.
So that sandwich from Big Sky.
That was awesome.
Oh. Kyle and Alfie, would you like to describe it?
The bread was phenomenal. It was a little sweet.
and that was a huge thick cut of pork and then also ham in there. It wasn't your traditional Cuban, but it was delicious.
Beth, did you have any
watering?
Oh, this really Alfie?
It was like there's a party in my mouth and everyone's invited.
There's a party in my mouth, y'all.
Everyone's invited, y'all. Come on in.
Come on.
It's Paula Deen.
Come on in, y'all. Enjoy it.
Paula Deen. Paula Deen, who's coming back. By the way, Paula Deen, who was interviewed on the show. I'm glad you brought her up because she had her sort of redo interview with the Today Show.
She's back.
Ooh, was she with Lauer again?
Yeah, she was. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Are people going to pay $10 a month?
That's already gone live. Aren't people already paying?
I think so. I just don't know that. I don't know. Anyway.
Hey, me, y'all.
Please buy, come and watch my shows, y'all, for $10. That's it.
Come on, y'all.
It's just $10.
That's it. It's Atlanta Eats Radio, and we do want to remind you that we have Atlanta Eats Live, which is happening tomorrow at Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. Please get your tickets right now. AtlantaEatsLive.com. By the way, we are so excited to have one of our partners, the Georgia Lottery. That's right, Alfie. The Georgia Lottery absolutely loves when you dine out. And you may see us on the show. You may see me like a game show host saying, hey, tonight, dinner's on us. So where are we sending our listener out to dinner?
CNS Seafood.
Ooh, very good. CNS Seafood. Call us 404-367-WGST. That's 404-367-9478. If you would like to dine at CNS Seafood, which, by the way, we're shooting there for Atlanta Eats next week.
That's right. Starting back up.
That's right. And I would recommend going there before show at the Cobb Energy Center.
What are your favorite dishes at that restaurant? What do you like to eat there?
I had a flounder there once. I've only been there one time, and it was a lightly dusted, breaded flounder. Mm. And it was a very good dish. It was before I saw the show at the Cobb Energy. Actually, this is sort of a funny story. So we went to CNS Seafood before the Bonnie Raitt concert.
Okay.
And I went. I had a chance to go backstage and meet Bonnie Raitt. And so I had done an interview with her. And I was like, oh, you know, Bonnie, it's so great to meet you. I hope to see you next time you're in town. And she said to me, I hope we both have jobs. And then I lost my job like a couple months later.
Oh, my
Isn't that
God.
Funny? Isn't that funny? It was funny in the moment.
Yeah. Right.
It's funny that Bonnie Raitt was saying that.
Is she still employed?
Beth, are you a Bonnie Raitt fan?
I liked her music, yeah.
No, she's still around. Yeah, I liked her. Look at you. Beth's calling her dead.
I haven't heard her lately.
Okay. Maybe she's out of a job.
I don't know. But anyway, we went to CNS beforehand. Another good place to go around there is Heirloom Barbecue.
Love it.
Very close to Cobb Energy. Alfie, do we have a caller? I see somebody has called in, and she's getting the information. I'm very excited. The Georgia Lottery dinner's on us. Atlanta Eats Live. What are some of the top restaurants, Kyle, that I should look for? Navigate me through the event, please.
Yeah. Heirloom Market's going to be one. Iberian Pig, Sugo, and Double Zero, they're all doing different dishes. 4th and Swift always does a solid. I think they're doing a pork belly dish. Taco-ria. Geo's is doing a chicken parm slider. So,
okay, that's exciting. That's a chicken parm slider.
Yeah,
oof.
That's going to be delicious.
So the way it goes down is the eating will commence between 5 and 8,
mm-hmm.
and then Yacht Rock Schooner will be on.
Well, yeah, you guys are going to get up and say some things on stage, but then, yeah, Yacht Rock will take the stage.
Will I be allowed? I mean, are they going to let me go on stage? How does this go down? I don't know.
We'll pull Oz off with that giant cane, and then you can get on there for
okay.
a minute.
Okay, very good. We have a winner on the line. It is Marie. She is from Atlanta. Marie, hello.
Yes, I won. How you doing?
Oh, my gosh. Marie, tell us what you're doing today.
Well, I was listening to you. I'm doing fine today. And I listened to you last week, and you were talking about Bar Taco.
Yes.
And I went there, and I had a fantastic time. So I thank you. So I'm going to start listening to you from now on.
Marie, thank you so much. What did you have when you went there?
I had the oyster taco, the duck taco, and the cucumber salad.
Good call. Did you feel like when you were, Marie, when you were at Bar Taco, which you heard about from Atlanta Eats, and I love this about you, Marie, did you feel like you were on an island vacation there?
I did. I really did, because I've been overseas, and I've been to islands, and it really did. Now that you say that, and I like the little fireplace they have there.
It's cute. I like it. Marie, what do you do for a living? Tell me more about you.
I'm a home health care attendant, and I help people who's in a personal care home.
You must be a very nurturing person then, Marie.
Correct. Correct.
I love that about you. Well, you know what? I am nourishing your soul with dinner for two from the Georgia Lottery from CNS Seafood. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
I look forward to meeting you soon. Take
sure,
care, Marie.
Keep up the good work.
I love you, girl.
Bye-bye.
I'm into Marie. I like that. A home health care person, I mean, you got to be a special kind of person to do that.
Yeah.
I love that she heard about Bartico on Atlanta. I
call
it Bartico.
She called it Bartaco?
Yeah, Bartaco. That is a... So, that is really fun. Okay, sorry. Uh-oh. Okay. So Atlanta Eats Live, that's going to go down. Like, what do you think the crowd's going to be like? What do you think? I mean, do you think there's going to be meeting and greeting? Do you think?
No, I think gates open at 5 and people are running to these dishes that they've wanted to try. That's what happened last year. People lined up and were ready to go, ready to eat. So I think that's going to happen again. People will start eating a bunch. Then they'll start drinking. And I think by 8, people will be full and just want to enjoy some great tunes from Yacht Rock.
That's a crazy thing about those eating events. And, you know, you got to give it to Kyle. If nobody else is going to tell you this, Kyle has put this whole thing together.
No, I had some great help.
Pretty much by yourself. You pretty much did it by yourself.
I had some great help.
Congratulations on that. Kyle is the man. Your mother is so proud of you right now.
Yes, I am.
Let me ask you this mom to mom. Kyle's mom's here. Is that good? Does he still call you regularly?
Yes, he does.
Okay.
Yes, he does.
Okay. Did he go through a phase where he wasn't calling you regularly?
What?
Maybe when he first started school up here.
Okay.
He was not as regular in calling.
I was busy watching Paula Deen Network. Leave me alone.
<That's right>. I only ask this because, you know, I'm a mother of a son, and I see how close you are, and it's very moving.
Yeah.
But I think that we text more. And maybe your son will end up doing that, too.
You text more.
Does Charlie text you from the other room?
Yes, he does.
It's already started.
Oh, no, he totally texts me from his iPad all the time. But here's the craziest thing that he does. I'll be in the office working, because I do work a lot from home. And he'll be in the other room, and he'll FaceTime me.
Instead of just coming in the room and talking.
Mom, can you come bring me some cereal?
Yeah, and milk. That is how technology is changing all of our lives.
Yeah, it used to be I would just call my mom from my room and then have her come up.
That's right. So you guys flew in just for Atlanta Eats Live.
Yes, we did. Second time.
That's so amazing.
You're so proud
of your son. It's so cute.
Yes, we are.
He's so adorable.
I gotta get a picture.
He is adorable.
And you approve of the girlfriend and everything?
Well, we just met her last night.
This awkward moment brought to you by the Georgia
How is that
Lottery.
Awkward at
okay.
all?
Oh, wait, it took a long time for them to meet her.
That's true.
Okay.
But they haven't been back up here in a year, so.
But don't you FaceTime her? You could have FaceTimed her and introduced
well,
her that
that's
way.
Even weirder.
Yeah, come on, Alfie. Get out of here.
Yeah, I mean, that's fun. You all went to Antico for dinner, so that's good. You guys had a good time, and you're here now. And you're going to be at Atlanta Eats Live tomorrow.
Yeah,
and
join
the
them.
The weather is beautiful. It's nice and... And
that's the thing. Join us. Meet Kyle's parents tomorrow. When we come back, we're waiting on Yacht Rock Schooner. They're supposed to be here. And if not, we'll get into Bruce Hagen, fresh out of synagogue.
Bruce!
Wow. Okay, having an easy fast. Stay with us. It's Atlanta Eats Radio.
Show has our seal of approval. More of Atlanta Eats with Mara Davis coming up. Welcome back to Atlanta Eats with Mara Davis.
Sometimes I'm right and I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. The butcher, the banker, the drummer.
And welcome back to Atlanta Eats Radio. I'm Mara Davis on 640 WGST, along with Alfie and our executive producer and the boss of everything on Atlanta Eats.
I'm not Oz now.
That would be Kyle Corlishan. You're in charge. You're the boss of me.
No.
You're the one that holds me at night.
Wait, what's going on?
Whoa. I'm just kidding.
This show just took a
jeez.
I just love that. Okay, so... it's time to do our people's poll. I don't think Yacht Rock Schooner is coming.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think this is going to happen. I booked them. I sent them emails. I sent confirmations. I don't think anybody's coming. I think it's crickets.
They're sailing some other high seas right now.
I think so. I thought we had a thing going, but you know what? That's why I always say schedule to appear. And I even revolved the entire people's poll around them. But thankfully, he is fresh out of synagogue. Fresh. Please say hi to the people's lawyer, Bruce Hagan. Bruce, how are you?
Good morning. I am fully atoned and ready to start sinning all over again.
Are you having an easy fast?
So far, so good. Although, you know, there's nothing better for fasting, apparently, than coming on the radio and talking about food for 6 minutes.
That's really, really good. Of course, everybody needs to download Bruce Hagan's app, The People's Lawyer. It's 1-800-I-AM-HURT, Hagan-Law.com. This was funny. Bruce and I actually had a phone conversation this week, and it was raining. And what did you say?
Had to get back to the office to man the phones. People need help. This is a busy day for us.
Wow. He's all about the people.
I didn't want to steal your thunder because I'm like, oh my gosh, you never turned it off, do you? I love that about you. So we have the people's poll this week because it's, you know, Yacht Rock 70s. And I should have said 70s and 80s. And the poll this week, let's get into this, okay, Alfie? The people's poll.
We have something just fantastic.
We do a little segment on the show called
The People's Poll with Bruce Hagan.
And I just hope everybody at home enjoys it. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah.
Is there music?
Yeah, we got music for you.
Here we go. Here we go.
All right, Bruce.
I never get tired of hearing that.
I mean, it's amazing. And you know what? Thank you to Dave Marino, the legendary Dave Marino who produced all those. He's an Atlanta radio icon.
And wait, what's this about? Yacht Rock did not come into the studio today?
They were supposed to. You know, this is the thing. I worked very diligently of sending all the confirmations, and you know what? They never responded.
All right, well, I think I'm just going to have to go out on a limb then, and I will not dance at Atlanta Eats Live tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Don't stop yourself. Come on.
Don't hold it against them, because things happen, and they're very fancy now. Like, I knew these Yacht Rock guys when they were just like a baby band, and now there's like five different, you know, the offspring of Yacht Rock. They've really become amazing. So bravo to them. They blew me off. I'm used to it. It's fine. I'm used to being blown off and not being invited to parties and things like that.
Say what you will. I'm taking a principled stand here. I will not dance tomorrow.
No,
Wait, the people dance.
So Bruce will be in the mosh pit dancing it up?
I want you to dance because I will dance with you. The question is, the people's poll at AtlantaEats.com is, what is the best 70s or 80s song about food? Pina Colada song, Cheeseburger in Paradise, Lady Marmalade, or Dixie Chicken? Bruce, what is your call?
Oh, I'm absolutely going Little Feet on that one. Dixie Chicken, you know, that was my answer to the Body Part Band. You didn't accept Little Feet as bands as body parts, but Dixie Chicken, I'm taking that one.
Okay. Bruce is saying that, by the way. Call Bruce at 1-800-I-AM-HURT, Hagan-Law.com, or download his app. Bruce Hagan, the people's lawyer. We love him. I love Bruce. I really do. We have an intimate thing going on, me and I. Right, Bruce?
Gosh, you're just with every guy.
Spread
the love for other women out there for crying out loud.
No, it's true. I just love people. Anyway, I did a little contest on my Facebook about the Head and the Heart because I was giving away a pair of tickets, and I wanted body part band names, and that was what Bruce came up with. Good job on that, Bruce.
Yep. Thank you. It was, I didn't really qualify, but I'm always stretching the rules a little bit.
Would you say, and this is a music question for Bruce, I'm going to keep you out of this, Kyle, because I bet you're
going to go over my head.
Have you ever heard of the band Little Feet?
No.
You have not?
No.
Okay. Beth?
I have not.
Your mother has not heard of Little Feet. Alfie, have you heard of Little Feet?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Bruce, let's break it down and talk music for 1 second. Lowell George, one of the all-time greats, right?
I was more upset the day that he died than I was when John Lennon died.
Stop
it. I remember both days very well, and that I took it more personally when Lowell George died.
I think Willin' by Little Feet is in my top five favorite songs of all time.
Sure, and you know, Waiting for Columbus should be everybody's choice for the number one live album.
Agree. But I especially love Willin' because, and since it's a food show, let's bring it back to food. It is about a lonely truck driver who smokes a lot of weed, takes a lot of pills, and drinks a lot of wine. And it's all about the loneliness of being a truck driver. It's a beautiful song, right, Bruce?
Beautiful song, yes. And you know, taught a lot of people that I know about geography. You know, where I didn't know where Tucum Carey was.
That's right. That's right. I'm sure Alfie's going to find that for us. Okay, so my vote is, though, for the best, the People's Poll at AtlantaEats.com with Bruce Hagen, the People's Lawyer, 1-800-I-AM-HURT, Hagen-Law.com. My vote is the Pina Colada song. That is, to me, the best food or beverage song from those eras, Bruce.
Can't go wrong with that one,
okay.
No doubt.
Kyle, do you know any of these songs?
Yes, as kitschy as it is, Cheeseburger in Paradise is my vote.
Oh, see, this is the thing. I am just not a Jimmy Buffett fan.
You're not a parrot head.
You know what? I think it was all my years in radio, and Jimmy Buffett fans are the most aggressively pushy beggars for tickets.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a hard ticket, too. You got to give him that. And, you know, I'm not a huge fan of his, although I'd seen him several times when I was younger. But, you know, I give him credit for sort of finding his niche and sticking with it and making it work for a long time.
Totally agree.
Yes, opening up casinos and chain restaurants and margarita blenders.
But you know, you think about it, you know, Bruce is really right. He created a brand and a lifestyle. So bravo to him. Alfie, did you have a choice in this People's Poll?
Yeah, I'll go with Cheeseburger in Paradise as well.
Okay, very good. Of course, Alfie likes that.
I thought I'll have to go with funnel cakes again.
I actually had a funnel cake last night. I was at the fair over there in Land Motor Speedway.
He was at the fair.
Awesome. Of course.
And it was weird. My sister's girlfriend, who's like 26 years old, has never eaten a funnel cake in her life. And wow. She had her first funnel cake last night.
Oh, my God.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Hey, Bruce. Let's talk about your fast going on. You just got out of the synagogue. It's Yom Kippur. You had a big dinner last night, right?
You know, it didn't really load up too much, but... you know, you're always giving me grief about this paleo thing. I had a big load of bread with my dinner last night to try to take up as much space in there as possible. But not feeling good, you know, no problem whatsoever. Had a little bit of water this morning, and I'll be right till 6 o'clock, whatever.
So you can't eat till when?
Till sundown.
But I will say, you know, this is not necessarily a Jewish tradition, but it is the People's Lawyer tradition of how we break the fast. I always break the fast with a shot of vodka.
Is that right?
Wow.
Yes. See, this is why.
Unfortunately, it's a ritual I continue with everybody who comes over to the house. So really, within 15, 20 minutes or so, I mean, I'm toast.
By the way, Bruce, thanks for the invite. I appreciate that. 1-800-I-AM-HURT, Hagen-Law.com. Download Bruce's app. I love Bruce's app because if you have been in an accident or something happens to you, you can get all the information. You can upload your pictures, get them right to Bruce. Listen, I'm not going to go on and on about you. What's happening at your breakfast this evening? Bagels, lox, what's the deal?
Oh, my God, it's going to be a Kugel party. we're going ape with the Kugels and, yes, Nova. You know, my wife was thinking maybe we should just get Nova spread. I said, listen, sweetie, it's $57.75. Don't get cheap on me now.
Wow, you're stepping up for the full-on Nova strips.
You bet.
And you know what? When it's a good bagel, cream cheese, Nova, and I go for the chive cheese. What about you?
I got no problem with that at all.
Oh.
Personally, I go for the plain and just add in the onions. And you know, last couple of years, capers.
Look at your so advanced in your breakfast.
Well, I'm just not afraid to step out and try something.
I love that. All right, Bruce, thank you very much. We will talk to you next week. When we come back, we are getting right into Pumpkin Madness. There's a lot to dissect. Stay with us, Bruce. You know I love you, man. Have an easy fast. Take care.
This show meets all nutritional requirements and has been deemed safe for consumption. Stay tuned for more of Atlanta Eats with Mara Davis.
We're back.
We're back.
With more of Atlanta Eats
with Mara Davis.
There's a destination a little up the road from the habitations of the towns we know. A place we saw the lights turn low, the jigsaw jazz in the get fresh flow. Pulling out jobs and jamboree handouts, two turntables and a microphone. Bottles and cans, or just clap your hands, or just clap your hands.
Where it's at. And welcome back to Atlanta Eats Radio. It's where it's at. Kyle is here. Alfie's here. Kyle's parents are here. Albert and Beth. Getting to know, you know, Kyle and his eating habits as a child.
That's right. Next week, can I bring my family in then?
I love family members. I mean, that was something that was a big part of my radio career, which, and this is like, weird for me because your dad, Albert, is in the other studio.
That's right.
Okay, but your mom, of course, is right here on the mic.
That's right. Yes.
Now, my father, may he rest in peace, he was always really funny like that, maybe like your dad, because he was like, he would never want to come in the studio because he was like, I don't want to bother you. This is professional. You know, I've got business to take care of. And your dad sort of taking
that
role.
That's right. He's been on and off the phone all morning.
I love that. I love that about you. Beth, your mother, but yet you're just like my mother, Arlene. I mean, Arlene loves the microphone. You're into this.
Yes, I'm fine. I'm having fun.
Okay. She's rocking it.
Yeah, that's right. Alfie, I have some very important food news to address. This is a big thing. I'm on a campaign, and I need to break down my war on pumpkin spice. Let's get into this, okay?
Food news, food news, foodie, food, food news, food news, food news, foodie, food, food news,
food news, food news, food news,
food news, food news, foodie, food, food news, food news.
Thank you. That's the great Dave Marino.
He's awesome.
He is. He's great.
He's my best friend.
Thank you, Dave, for working for gift cards. It's a very limited budget here. Okay, so the pumpkin craze has really taken me over the top. Beth, do you have a Trader Joe's near you in South Florida?
We just had one open in Boca Raton. That's not too far away, but none in Broward yet.
Okay.
Coming.
You know, it's funny you mention this because my mother mentioned this. She was all excited that Trader Joe's opened.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've seen this. So I have been on this campaign about pumpkin spice. Like, I think it's, you know, you always know around the fall time you're going to see pumpkin items, mm-hmm. right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to see gingerbread in the before Christmas. But it has gotten out of control. I mean, when I was driving around the other day, I was in Austell, a kid's soccer game, and I go into the QT, Alfie, okay? And then somebody also sent me something from Racetrack.
Saw that.
Okay? Two gas stations, and they have giant displays that say pumpkin spice is back.
Boy, oh boy. Infiltrated the last bastion of fast food where pumpkin spice shouldn't be.
I actually like Quick Trip, too.
So, and this, there's one that fascinated me. And if you follow me on Instagram, it's at MaraDavis2000. Somebody sent this to me. They were like donut holes or little pumpkin spice holes. Mm-hmm. And it said whole bunches on them, H-O-L.
Mm-hmm.
And then my brother-in-law came up with the you're a spice hole.
That's good.
I think I'm going to go with that.
That'll equip you in your battle.
But the Trader Joe's, it's really over the top. I mean, Beth, you need to go in there just to see how many items there are.
Well, I did go into one in New York when I was visiting our daughter, and I went into the one in Boca last week, and it was crowded. There's no place to park.
Boca must be like bonkers over Trader Joe's.
Let's get Arlene to do a remote and she can tell us what the scene is down there.
Well,
people camped out. People camped out for it
what?
To open.
It's well, my mother's like so into Publix. Like, she's a total like Publix person.
Yeah.
She really is. Like, and then she made me feel bad recently because this is a good question. Okay. So Publix, their whole thing is like no tipping. You don't tip, right? Okay. But my mom always tips. And I feel bad. Like, do you guys tip?
Wait, you feel bad that she tips?
Well, I'm like, well, should I start tipping? And, but then I know it's an uncomfortable moment because yeah. they're not supposed to
accept it.
Right. So what do I do?
You drop it and then just walk away.
Or tell on them. This lady here took my tip.
All
but
right.
it's really not required. That's their motto.
Okay.
Shopping is a pleasure.
Very good. I love that. I grew up on Publix. So
that's
did you,
right.
Kyle.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a South Florida thing.
Now, the Publix subs are the best subs anywhere, hands
they,
down.
Very they true. Are pretty good. So more in the news. Now, we have Atlanta Eats Live tomorrow. We want to stress that it is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets available right now.
Selling fast, though.
AtlantaEatsLive.com. You may buy tickets at the door, though.
You can get them at the box office, get there early, save the Ticketmaster fee.
Look at that.
Yeah.
People tweeting about that all week.
That's right.
I love, like, the one nerd that tweets that's, like, carrying on over, like, $3.
Yeah, I mean, it's not cool either way, but, yeah, I get it.
But seriously, like, people on Twitter are so funny.
It's the cost of a pumpkin spice latte. Get over it.
Pumpkin spice. Well, you know, the thing is, back to the pumpkin spice, I go from pumpkin spice, so when pumpkin spice finishes, then it's the assault of gingerbread. That's what happens. Then all of a sudden, peppermint. There's gingerbread.
Right. Peppermint.
A peppermint too. Although I do one of those peppermint lattes. That is a good drink.
Just one.
Yeah, you can only have like one all season.
You get sick of it,
right? So everybody, we will see you at Atlanta Eats Live. Very excited about that, and it was really amazing today to sit and talk to Jen Heidinger from the Giving Kitchen.
So moving.
Really, really was. And we learned so much about Buford Highway today. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see what the feedback is on Steak and I just kibitzing through.
I think it's been positive so far.
You think so?
You guys had great chemistry.
You think?
I know.
I mean, you know, see, here's the thing. Steak now is a tremendous Food Network star, right? I mean, has he changed? You're around him a lot more than me. He does, you know, I don't see him that much. So it's like when the show on, is he like nervous about how people are going to?
I think he was a little bit. I think the only reason he was nervous is because they filmed so many episodes. He didn't know which one was going to be on first.
Okay.
But then as soon as it's on, he remembers it. And he said, you know. I think he's excited more than anything.
Okay.
Well, let me ask you this, Mara, because you're kind of a radio person who's transitioned into the television scene. Is it different going from radio to TV? Because when you're on the mic and you're in the studio, you're kind of comfortable. There's no one around. It's just kind of you. But when you're on a TV shoot, you got other people, camera people, you know, crew. Is it much more, is it different or difficult?
It is totally different because one thing, there's so many people relying on you as far as like hitting your post and making sure you get your stand up right. And it's also, it's for me, you know, the radio is a place where I could always be like loose and free and myself. And it's definitely me on the show, but there's a formula that you have to sort of go with. That the producers want. And so, you know, you have to sort of do that. But that's why I really love this episode so much between Steak and I on Atlanta Eats this week. You'll see it next Sunday because it was less of that. It was more like I could be myself.
That little bit at the end where you guys are talking about singing in the car and Bruce Springsteen and the show tunes, that kind of is reflective of it.
Well, because Steak, here's the thing about the founder of Atlanta Eats. Steak is like the most masculine dude, and he's a total like sports guy, but he's like the biggest woman. Okay,
obsessed.
He's such a lady that he loves to talk about, like, you know, pop culture and like fashion.
He loves Broadway.
Broadway. Like,
I went to the One Direction concert last week.
No, but that's the thing about him. He's a true Renaissance man in that way. Like, he, you know, when he'll be tweeting about, like, oh my god, I've been watching Nurse Jackie.
Yeah,
like,
what do you guys think about Meryl Streep?
Oh, yeah. He'll totally talk about that all day long. So I think that's a really sweet side of him. And I think that's why I really got a kick out of working with him together that day. And I hope that the producers of Atlanta Eats, Scott Chalk, are you paying attention?
Scott Chalk.
I'm directing this at you. We need some more personality like that on Atlanta Eats. That being said, I will talk to you next week. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you at Atlanta Eats Live.